Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى And as you know in this program of ours we endeavor, we try and mention the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in light of what the scholars of Islam have written and explained in their books. Inshallah, in this episode too, we'll be covering many beautiful names. In fact, let us hear those names right at the beginning. There are five names in total that we're going to discuss. As-Samad, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, Al-Muqaddim, and Al-Mu'akhir. So let us begin, inshallah, the first name, As-Samad. And this name appears in Surah Ikhlas, a very famous surah. Elderly people, youngsters, whoever they are, alhamdulillah, Muslims across the globe read Surah Ikhlas on a daily basis. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. That say, He Allah is one and Allah is independent. Allah is samad. Now, the meaning of samad, there are many meanings. Inshallah, we'll go through what the ulama have said. The general meaning, the renowned, famous meaning, is that Allah is independent, He is not in need of anything. And that is true. And the makhluk, the creation is muhtaj, is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ulama have given some more meanings as well of as-samad. Al-baqi alladhi la yazool. One meaning is the one who is ever living, everlasting. Alladhi la yazool and who will not cease, who will not perish, who will not come to an end. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meaning of as-samad. Some have given the meaning as as-samadu alladhi yusmadu ilayhi fil hawaij. As-samad is that in which a refuge is sought at the time of difficulty, the time of need. When someone faces a need, is in a situation, who does he turn to? He turns to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-samad, the one in whom refuge is sought, help is sought at the time of need. At the time of difficulty, at the time of hardship, people seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some scholars have given the meaning as huwa sayyidul ladhi yantahi ilayhi suda. Meaning, Samad is that master at whom kingship or leadership ends. Meaning, the leader of all leaders, the king of all kings, the ruler of all rulers. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Samad. So, As-Samad is only used in the Quran in Surah Ikhlas. But the meanings, the various meanings that I've just mentioned, they're found in parts of the Quran, various parts of the Quran as well. So Al-Baqi is found in many parts of the Quran, that meaning. The meaning of help being sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of need, which is another meaning of Samad, that's found in many parts of the Quran. This meaning of being the king of all kings, the leader of all leaders, the master, this is found in many verses of the Quran as well. One meaning that the ulama have given is As-Samadu alladhi yut'imu wa la yut'am. As-Samad is the one who feeds others but is not fed. Allah provides for others, He nourishes others, He cherishes and sustains others, He gives them food, but He is not fed. Food is not given to Him. Meaning, He is free from that. We know from our aqidah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the need of eating, drinking or anything like that. He is unlike creation, unlike human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of consuming anything. And in the Quran surah Al-An'am verse 14, Jalla Jalal, who says this as well, وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. He is the ذات who feeds, and وَلَا يُطْعَمُ, He is not fed. Now, considering all of these meanings that have just been mentioned and explained, the ulama have said, whenever you hear the name Samad, a person, what should he think, what should he believe, what should he have as a mindset? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be relied upon entirely. A person should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely. We know that He is independent, He is not in need of anything. All of creation are in need of Him, in need of His help. This is what we should be thinking when we hear the name As-Samad. The time of difficulty, worry, hardship, problems, who am I to turn to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is As-Samad. Whenever I'm in need of something, I desire something, who do I turn to? Allah jalla wa ala, He is As-Samad. Now, a few things in regards to this, meaning relying upon Allah and going only to Him when in time of difficulty? Number one, yes, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of difficulty, in times of problems, in times of hardship, we raise our hands in His court, we plead in His court, we cry in His court, we beg Him for help. Yes, we do this. This is befitting the believer, and it's necessary for the believer that he does this, to show his servitude, to show that he is a servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one worthy of being worshipped. But at the same time, when we face ease, when we are in times of ease, we should also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't be heedless and unmindful of our Creator at that time. So it shouldn't be the case that we only remember Allah, we only turn to Allah in difficulty, and when we're in ease, we don't care. We're heedless, we're forgetful, we're neglectful. This shouldn't be the case. The second thing, yes, we know Allah is As-Samad, He is independent. All of creation is in need of Him. He is not in need of anything in creation or anyone in creation, and never will be. Never was, never will be. He is As-Samad. Some people try to misguide here, and they say that when this is the case, then you never turn to people for help. You never ask people to alleviate your pains and difficulties. Allah hasn't given power to anyone else. This is falsehood. This is a wrong notion, wrong aqidah. We won't even say it's an incorrect belief. And we know Allah is Qadir and Muqtadir. These are the names that we're going to hear ahead. And when He is Qadir and Muqtadir, all-powerful, then He gives and He bestows and grants power to servants. And they can help, they can alleviate pains and difficulties. So this topic shouldn't be confused. Allah is As-Samad and nobody in creation can help one another. No. By the will of Allah, by the permission and authority given by Allah, creation can help one another as well. And there are countless examples of the Salihin, the Awliya, helping people as well. Take the meaning of Sayyid, for example. One meaning of As-Samad is a Sayyid. And a Sayyid is used for the Ahlul Bayt. A Sayyid has been used for the Prophet ﷺ in Hadith, for companions in the narrations as well. The Awlad, the progeny of Hasanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma, are referred to as Sayyid. So there's no contradiction here. We have to understand the meaning that they are masters of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of the entire creation. They can help the people with the power given by Allah. Allah helps independently. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been given that power to help. He already has that power to help. And no one can take it away from Him. No one can decrease it or increase it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses all power. So this was some clarification regarding As-Samad as well. Now the next names, Al-Qadir and Al-Muqtadir. Now Al-Qadir, famous name. People keep this name and they prefix Abdul before it, Abdul Qadir. In fact, Ghawth al-Azam, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, his name was Abdul Qadir. And many people throughout the globe know him by that name. And Al-Qadir, the one who is powerful. Nothing can make him incapable. Nothing can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Qadir, incapable. Allah possesses all power. There's no hindrance to the works of Allah when Allah wants to do something. There's no obstacle. He can implement what he likes. And Al-Muqtadir, the second name, this is an intense meaning of Al-Qadir, Mubalagh. So Al-Qadir, the powerful one, Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful one, one who possesses great power. And the ulama have differentiated the names as well. For example, Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ali writes as well, Al-Qadir is the one who does something or does not do something. It's up to his will. And Muqtadir means that when he does something, he is not in need of anyone else to do that. He is not dependent on anyone else to do that. He wants to help someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants to help His creation, He's not in need of gaining permission from someone or getting that help from someone else and then helping the creation. No. None of that exists when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping, being Qadir and Muqtadir. So Muqtadir, the one who helps without depending on anyone else. But yes, He creates means. He doesn't have to, but He creates asbab. Like the angels are muqarrar, appointed to do certain things. This is His will, but He's not in need of them. It's not the case that He is ajiz, incapable of doing that Himself, and therefore the angels do it. No, this is an honor He has granted to the angels, alayhim as-salam. It's based on His infinite wisdom. Now, Qadir has appeared many times in the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse 99. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This verse was revealed regarding the mushrikeen, the polytheists. They denied resurrection. How will Allah raise us once we're decomposed, our bones have turned into dust? How is it possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and time again throughout the Quran, is refuting this idea of theirs, this confusion of theirs, or this aqidah that they adopted in the end, that we won't be resurrected, ma'azallah. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He created you from nothing. And then when He grants you death, and when you die, He'll be able to recreate you from the remnants, from that soil that you turn into. So why are you so confused? Why are you so perplexed regarding this? Meaning, when He created you from nothing, Adam to wujud, but now when you die, there is something there again. So it's even easier. But this is just for explanation purposes. Otherwise, everything is easy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wouldn't say one thing is more easier than something else. But this is for understanding purposes, for explaining purposes. It's not the case that some things are more easier for Allah than others. This is just to make humans understand. Because they use that language amongst each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's easy for Him to do all of this. To give someone life in the first place, to take the life and then resurrect life as well. So this was Qadir. As for Muqtadir, this is using the Quran as well. Surah Kahf, verse 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. That Allah is capable, all capable, to do what He wills. Whatever He wants, He is capable of doing it. He has power over it. He has complete power over it. He is not dependent on anyone to do that thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, and He's not dependent upon anyone to exert that power, to show that power. So we should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever anything afflicts us. Ya Allah, You are all powerful. You are Muqtadir. You do not need anyone to help. Ya Allah, You do not help dependently. Ya Allah, You do not help in such a way that you are dependent upon someone. No, Ya Allah, You are independent. You help entirely from Yourself. Ya Allah, help me. So this was Al-Qadir and Al-Muqtadir. The last two names, Al-Muqaddim and Al-Muakhir. And these names are also used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the meanings? Al-Muqaddim, the one who brings something forward, precedes something, brings it forward. And Al-Muakhir, the one who delays something, brings it afterwards. And when we look at the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the case. Some things He has brought forward and made them occur early. Some things are with delay. The ulama, they speak upon this in a beautiful way. And they say that Al-Muqaddim is that that هو الذي يقدم الأشياء فيضع كل شيء في موضعه الصحيح. Allahu Akbar. Al-Muqaddim is that that who brings everything forward and places it into its correct place, correct position. And they give examples. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forward an alim and gave him precedence over a non-alim, gave him a loftier rank. And the one who wasn't given knowledge, then he was, his maqam comes later. He was not given precedence. The ulama have said, وَيُقَدِّمُ الطَّاعِ وَالْعَاصِي. The one who brought forth the rank of the obedient and delayed the rank or brought the rank of the sinners afterwards. So again, the obedient have a superior rank to the sinners and they are brought forth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, At-Taqi and Al-Fajir, Allah has brought forth the rank of the pious and given a less rank to the Fajir, the transgressors. And the Quran was Sabiquna Sabiqun. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ Surah Waqi'ah, verse 10 and 11, that the one who gained precedence, those people, they are the one who gained precedence. They are the one who were brought forward. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ They are the ones with proximity. They're closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of مُقَدِّم and مُؤَخِّر. Allah is مُقَدِّم. He brings forward certain people and He gives a lesser rank to others. He brings forward people over others. He's مُقَدِّم, bringing them forth, and مُؤَخِّر, delaying their rank as well. So these were some beautiful names we heard in today's episode. As-Samad, we heard Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, and in the end, Al-Muqaddim and Al-Muakhir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of these names and enable to remember what has been said. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.